I started out my career as a marine biologist, and the first job I had was as the fisheries biologist for the Cook Islands government down in the South Pacific. Cook Islands are these beautiful small islands in between Tonga and Tahiti. And it was my job there as the resident marine biologist in the fisheries research department. Actually, I was the fisheries research department. It was my job to try and find some sort of rational management measures for the various commercial fisheries there, for pearl oysters or for trochus or for giant clams. And I found it very, very discouraging, because just to manage a commercial fishery was sort of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. It didn't matter what you did, whether you did closed seasons or reserve areas or size limits or individual quotas. You put a dollar value on a common property resource like a wild fish stock, and people are going to go out and hammer it and keep hammering it. And I felt that we needed to be moving towards more sustainable solutions, that we needed to be developing more of a culture of nurture. In the adjacent sister islands of the Tuamotus in French Polynesia, they were developing pearl farming, which we started to bring into the northern atoll of the Cooks, where if you took that same oyster out of the lagoon and you implant a pearl nucleus into it, and then you put it back into the lagoon and you tend it for 2 years, at the end of that 2 years, you've got a pearl that's worth maybe $100, maybe $200, and you've still got the oyster. And the overwhelming logic of this, both the environmental logic and the economic incentive, that was a really sweet spot that I wanted to chain my wagon to. That. I wanted to work for that. That was a path that had real heart. Kona Blue Water Farms is the first integrated open ocean mariculture operation in the US. And that's integrated in that we have a marine fish hatchery that supplies the fingerlings for an open ocean mariculture operation. And from a sustainability perspective, it's very important that you have the two, that you're not relying on collecting wild fingerlings to stock your fish farm, or that you don't have your hatchery and you're looking for somebody to sell your fingerlings to. To integrate the two means that you have, both from a sustainability perspective and also a scalability perspective, that you have all of what you need. And it's also important from a quality control perspective as well. We know what our Kona Kompachi eat, all the way from hatch all the way through to harvest. People have done on small scale marine fish hatchery production before. What we were able to do here was to tie that to the open ocean mariculture operation. And our farm site in Kona is out in waters over 200 feet deep, over a bare sand bottom, with very brisk currents through that farm site there. Now, it's only a half mile out offshore, but there's a very steep drop-off in Hawaii. Part of these volcanic islands in Hawaii means it's a very steep drop-off. We're on the lee of the Big Island, on the Kona side, hence the name Kona Blue Water Farms and the branded name Kona Kompachi.